Morning. It is a good morning. It's a little gray and dreary outside, but that's all right. It's good to be here in the house of God this morning and worshiping together. Can I try something this morning? Why don't you all stand up if you would? I decided if I'm up here, I can do what I want. Turn to your neighbor, shake their hand, tell them good morning, and just wish them a blessing this morning if you would. All right, thank you. You can be seated again. We do have a little bit smaller crowd this morning. Dwayne and Christina are in Florida. He texted me this morning that he was looking at sunshine and listening to the birds sing. I know Conrad's are at home sick with their family. Nate texted me and said that they're not going to be here either this morning, Nate and Emily. So that's where some of our people are. There might be a few others missing as well that I'm not thinking of, but we are missing quite a few this morning. But I'm grateful for everybody that's here this morning, and it's exciting to have you all here. Just a few announcements. Most of them are in the bulletin. Just a couple to add to it, I guess. But if you have your bulletins, you can kind of see the main announcements. Wednesday evening, the 18th, is prayer meeting. I don't know if the mission board has a specific time for that. 7 o'clock? 7 o'clock Wednesday night? We'll say 7 o'clock. I guess they can tell us if it's something different. 7 o'clock Wednesday evening is prayer meeting. Look forward to that. Beyond that, you can see the list of dates there in your bulletin. Please mark those down in your calendar. I did add one more to the list. June the 7th is our outdoor service at Memory Park, if I have it correct. So that's about all the details that we have for the time being. Hopefully soon we'll start passing out more details. Same goes for ordination. Not all the details are nailed down on that, but we will try and get you some of those details in the next few weeks here as we get closer. March 18th, obviously, is council meeting Wednesday evening. That evening, we'll be taking council meeting for communion, as well as taking voice of the church. We will be asking you to share your approval or disapproval of moving ahead with ordination as well. So that will be March the 18th. Just want to make you aware, that way you know that it's coming. And obviously then communion will be April 3rd, which is Good Friday evening, and then Easter sunrise service on April the 5th. So just a few dates there for you. Church cleaning, Pete and Sarah. And our missionaries, can I have a few volunteers to contact Paul and Darlene in Belize this next week? Back there, thank you. And a volunteer or two to contact Kyle in Belize as well. Thank you. There's a couple happy birthdays this week. Joe Hirschberger, happy birthday to you. And I see Mose has a birthday this week as well. Turning a year younger as well, perhaps. So happy birthday to both of you as well. Just a couple more announcements. March the 2nd, John made me aware this morning. March the 2nd at 7 o'clock at New Life is going to be a SEMA meeting. So if you are part of the SEMA health insurance, I guess you would say through the church, John said you are required to be there. So I guess if you're not, they'll come find you and drag you in perhaps. But March the 2nd, 7 o'clock at New Life is going to be a SEMA meeting. So please try and make that a priority. I'm not sure. I'm assuming they have some information to go over there. So just to give you a heads up on that. Also tonight at 6:30 at New Life, George Dennehy, I think if I say his last name right, is going to be at New Life tonight at 6:30. He's the one that was at Cornerstone. He has no arms, and so he does a lot of things with his feet. He has a really a powerful testimony in his life. So We are invited to join New Life tonight if you have any interest in doing that tonight at 6:30 at the New Life Church. So I think that is all that I have for this morning. Any announcements from you as a congregation this morning?
March 8th. Mark your calendars. Make sure you blot it out in bold red letters. It's a red letter day for it. Maybe not quite, but yeah. That's when the youth are planning to come together there, all the youth, and show their, kind of have a slideshow and a little bit of a presentation at New Life. It's all going to be at New Life. And I think the way I understood it, it's starting at 6:30. They're going to have a presentation there of what they did in Belize the last time that they were down there for did their poured concrete and whatever. And yeah, I think they went swimming and eating ice cream, and I think there was a lot of there. But yeah, they're going to be there, do a presentation, and talk about, you know, their highlights and stuff. So I invite y'all to come. Be sure to be there. I think, or I know it's going to be an interesting evening. And bring your friends, brothers, sisters, dads, uncles, whatever along that you can. So, yeah, join us there, March the 8th.
Okay. Thank you, Pete. Anyone else?
On behalf of the mission board, we were just talking about it last night. We are still in need of somebody to lead songs and have children's class for Wednesday night prayer meeting. So if you want to stick up your hand for that or talk to either Roger or John or I to get that taken care of. And as most of you saw, I put a list kind of on the men's chat. If you don't want to do something else, get your choice picked out for the least of, instead of the one you'd rather not, get at least one picked out for what you'd rather do instead of the other one. So, and for the children's classes, the men can vote for their wives or do it themselves either way. So, get your vote cast as soon or whatever. So just thought I'd share that. And yeah, we're planning 7:00 Wednesday. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Henry. Anyone else? All right. If not, we will bring that to an end. I will invite John up here. If you all would stand, we'll have a word of prayer, and we'll turn the time over to John for the message this morning. Father God, we come before you this morning. We thank you for your faithfulness, for your goodness. God, thank you for each person that is here this morning. So good to have everyone here to fellowship together, to worship together. Pray you be with John as he brings us the message this morning. Pray that you would anoint his heart, his mind, give him the words to speak to us this morning, and I pray that our hearts would be open and receptive to your word this morning. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.